From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. And this week we are talking about gardening and planting and getting you ready for the season of growing to come. And with me, I've got Karina from the Portland Nursery. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning.
All right. So I'm sure you are the expert here on how to plant. You know, as a young millennial with no yard, I have yet to get to that. But there are a lot of viewers out here who have gardens, and even some folks here at Coin6, like Jenny Hansen, our anchor here, is always talking to me about her lemon tree dying right now. So I have just a list of questions to get to and ask you, the expert here, on what to look forward to as we head into the planting season.
Go ahead.
All right. So the first one. So, I mean, this January has been fairly wet. And I think we saw January as the fourth wettest ever on record. It just rained so much. I'm sure you can remember that. So how does that rain get things ready for planters? Is the soil extra saturated right now? Is there still a waiting period that we need until we can start planting?
Yeah, it really is. It sort of depends on what you're wanting to plant. But if you have to work the soil at all, I would say hold off. If your soil is in pretty good shape and you just want to pop in some, start some annual flowers or some hardy perennials that came in, I would say that's okay. But if you're going to really have to dig and like plant a tree, or you know that you're going to have to work some compost into your soil, I would say wait until we get a stretch of dry weather to do that.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I know a lot of folks are probably brainstorming what they want for their gardens this year. What about you? Do you have a big garden at home?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have a pretty large garden, and it's a pretty new garden for me. I've only been in my current house for 3 years. So
yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Nice. I do see a lot of communal gardens around, and I would love to plant some herb. So maybe I'll look into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really.
Again,
listen.
I mean, I think you can pop in like little things here and there. It's just the big stuff that I would kind of hold off on.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, it is only mid-February. What plants do take priority now? And then what are some plants that we can look forward to maybe in March and April to start planting?
Yeah, well, definitely in the Portland Nursery and garden centers around, you'll see a lot of stuff rolling in that's blooming. Even if they're hardy plants like hellebores, and I just saw some really beautiful spring bulbs coming up and bleeding hearts. Most of those aren't quite, if you had them planted in your yard already, they probably wouldn't be blooming yet. So a lot of things come to us that are, you know, they're hardened off, so they're cold hardy, but they've been in a greenhouse, so they're blooming a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get excited, you know, we want to plant all this stuff. So yeah, a lot of flowers are starting to roll in. Of course, the winter blooming shrubs are really popular right now, camellias, and the hellebores are huge. Things did seem to bloom a little bit early this year in people's gardens, though. But anytime we get a stretch of, you know, a day or two of sun and you see all this great stuff in the nursery, everybody gets the spring fever early.
Yeah, they do. And I think the past couple months have been running a little warmer than normal. So I'm sure that kind of affects plants' growth, and maybe a little earlier we are seeing some of those plants blooming. I know I have been on a couple runs in my neighborhood, and it does seem like there are some tulips blooming, not quite flowering, but you can see their bulbs and the stems starting to come up and out of the ground.
Yeah, it's been a really weird year. I don't know what the new normal is. There's been a couple of weird years weather-wise,
yeah.
I'm sure you all know.
Uh-huh.
But I have, yeah, we've had customers saying that daffodils have been blooming since like November, which is very weird. The hellebores in my yard were pretty early. I've had like bearded iris start bulbing up, which is very early. So, of course, you know, the weather is one thing, but then the soil temperature is another. We haven't really had a lot of like hard freezes or anything this year in the Portland area. So I think if the soil temperature is staying warm, especially like in urban areas, that can certainly cause things to wake up a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we are seeing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is still wintertime, even though it has been a little more mild of a winter. There are still periods moving forward where we could see a couple days that do reach freezing. So how would that affect growth now? So if someone were into this nice week of weather we're getting and it has been warmer and they start planting, is there still a chance that their plants could die?
Yeah, not so much with hardy perennials or shrubs or fruit trees or anything like that, but with the veggie starts, I saw here at the nursery, we started to get like some snap peas. Mm-hmm. And around town, I've seen like lettuce starts and winter greens. So anything that's, you know, a baby and a little 4-inch start or a 4-inch pot, anything like that, I would say definitely have some kind of protection on hand if mm-hmm. the lows start to dip into freezing, which of course is very possible. You know, we often get snow in February. So yeah, I would do like have frost blanket or have, you know, a covered hoop house or some way to keep those kinds of plants protected. So, mm-hmm. and if you happened to have seeded anything in your garden, vegetable wise, especially, you know, if you see little sprouts coming up, those things are probably going to need some protection. But for the most part, any other plants, there's a few sort of semi-hardy annuals that we've started to see, like cyclamen, the little florist cyclamen, those can be a little sensitive. But yeah, it's mostly the veggie starts, if those have gotten into the ground, would need something probably to just cover them at nighttime.
Yeah. Okay. So so if you do walk into a grocery store and they're kind of advertising some vegetables, is that something that you should wait on just with these cold temperatures that we could still get?
Yeah, I think it depends on your situation. Like okay. raised beds, a lot of people have raised garden beds. Those tend to warm up faster. And so, you know, if you have a situation where you have raised beds and you have like some kind of hoop structure, like a PVC pipe where you can cover stuff, that can really help and that can really warm up the area a lot. So if you're willing to do that, either you have that or you're willing to invest in some kind of row cover, I think you're okay for most of the stuff that you would see. Now, you know, if we were to get a really hard freeze in the low 20s, they might be in trouble then. Mm-hmm. But, you know, stuff like that too, it's not super expensive. So you get a couple tray packs of like lettuce and peas and something wipes them out, you know. They grow fast once it's warm, so mm-hmm. there's no hurt in starting early, I don't think.
Yeah, wow, that's good to know.
I'm an optimist, though.
Yeah, sounds like it. You're telling people to go plant now. So what are the best vegetables and fruits, then, would you suggest if people wanted to start?
Yeah, well, the best selection now for fruit trees is now. So any okay. kind of, like, apples, pears, cherries. The best selections now, you can buy them and just leave them in their pots and not plant them yet. All our fruit trees come in bare root. They kind of like to root into their pots anyway, so you can buy them, just leave them out in your yard, and then wait until drier weather to plant them. But if there's something in particular people want, now is really the time to start looking for their favorite varieties. Small fruits also, like raspberries, blueberries, things like that, you can buy now and just keep in the pots.
Okay.
In terms of vegetables, you know, we'll start to see things rolling in very quickly, but it's mostly like leafy greens and peas, any of the bare root vegetables like asparagus or onions or potatoes, which we're waiting on any day now, I hope. Those are all fine now. I probably would wait to plant the potatoes just until the soil dries out a little bit because you have to dig so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a number of things you can start indoors if you have a setup for starting seeds. So we could talk about that if you want to do.
Yeah. I know I do have a friend who does have an indoor setup, like a full backyard with a bit of a greenhouse. And mm-hmm. I am extremely jealous of that setup. I hope I get there, you know, later in life. But yeah, talk about maybe some of those areas and what would be best for planting there. I'm sure in that type of atmosphere, you could control the soil moisture and then the temperature a little bit better.
Yeah, any kind of cover that you have, if it's a little pop-up greenhouse or just mm-hmm. a hoop house with some plastic over the top, that really makes a difference, not only in keeping the area warm, but keeping rain off the plants, too.
Right.
So Portland Nursery has this really fantastic resource. We call it the Veggie Calendar, which you can pick up in the nursery or on our website. There's a PDF of it, and it's just a month-by-month, everything you can seed indoor or outdoor or buy starts of. month by month for the Portland area. So I just want to plug that because I have it taped to my refrigerator. I'm constantly referencing it. So yeah, for seeding indoors, it's pretty much anything that we consider cold hardy. So again, the leafy greens, but also things like you could do some herbs, you could do parsley or cilantro. Some people start tomatoes in February. I find that they're really fast growing, so I wait. I usually wait till like mid to late March to do my tomatoes because pretty soon you have this huge tomato plant and, you know, it's not time for it to go outside yet.
Right.
And then anything in the brassica family, so that means like broccoli, cabbage, kale, collard greens, all of those kinds of things, you can start seeding now inside.
Cool. So I'm trying to browse the produce section, kind of visualize that in my brain right now. So can Portlanders grow pretty much any type of vegetable as soon as the weather changes to be more in favor? Is there anything that's a little too hard to grow in Portland?
It depends on our summers and it depends on your setup. I have a really warm microclimate in my garden. My veggie gardens face the street and they're very close to the house, so I get a lot of reflected heat. And I found that I do really well with hot season vegetables that some other people maybe aren't as successful with. So like I can grow melons pretty well. but in general, yeah, the stuff that takes a really long time that need a lot of really consistently warm temperatures are a little bit challenging for us. Even if we get really warm days, we tend to have cooler nights than other parts of the country where they maybe are growing things like melons or okra.
Okra.
But
wow.
That being said, I think that people should try anything. We tend to have pretty good tomatoes here. Peppers, usually hot peppers, do pretty well. Sometimes bell peppers are a little bit more challenging for whatever reason. They just don't seem to yield as well here. But yeah, and then also with the row cover set up in my raised beds, if you wanted to grow like cantaloupe or watermelons, just keeping those covered at night, even in the summertime, that can help. Or there's all these different products you can use, like walls of water, these sort of, you fill up these cells with water and then put them over the top of your plant, like your tomato or pepper plant, and it allows light in, but the water, you know, heats up and then sort of slowly releases its warmth. And keeps the veggies nice and cozy. But I think the main factor in success is keeping them warm, like not planting things too early when this, you know, even if the weather's been nice, the soil temperature might still be quite cool. So we like to say that you don't want to set out things like peppers, tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers or squash, things that really like warm temperatures, until the nighttime temps are in the 50s consistently, or until you measure your soil temperature and it's above 55 to 60 is ideal. It's really kind of the lowest we want to see for the warm season stuff.
Wow, I can see the interest and kind of the challenges of being a gardener. You know, like, why isn't this plant growing? And you try and figure it out and you, you know, set up your garden differently. And, you know, timing's a huge factor. So I can see why gardening is so fun for many folks here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like anything. Every year is different. You're learning every single year. But yeah, we definitely say it's important not to plant things too early, just because if you put like a tomato, for example, in cold soil, it won't necessarily die, but it'll just sit there and it will stunt. So that can set your harvest back over a period of months, and you don't realize that, you know, something's gone wrong until it's like, hey, it's September, where are my tomatoes? So that's definitely something that we try to encourage people. Don't jump the gun too much.
Don't jump the gun. Okay, so what about planting maybe new grass seed or sod? Like, when is a good time for that?
Yeah, definitely. If you, I mean, I think fall is ideal for both of those, but if you need to do any lawn repair, you want to do a new installation, definitely wait until the soil is warm and dry. So sometimes May is a good month for that. The flip side is you have to really up the irrigation for spring planting grass. But yeah, there's no, we definitely don't want to like do any kind of raking or anything in the soil until it's drier. And then adding fertilizer too with the, you know, we're still in the wet season, so a lot of it's just going to kind of run off. So I would say wait, like April, maybe, if the weather's been good.
Interesting. So a little off topic. Back in college, I got this kit to grow a redwood tree. And I started it, and then it said it needed to germinate for a while, and I put it in my fridge, and then nothing happened for like 4 months. Do you know where I maybe went wrong in that?
Did it come up or no?
There was a little spout. It was a sprout, maybe 3 to 4 inches, and then it just sat like that for 4 months. And I thought I followed directions. This was up in Seattle, so I don't know if that changed anything, but it was in a little pot. Not sure what happened.
So a lot of the hardy trees, I've seen those kids. Definitely, they're fun. It's like the promise of this giant tree.
Right?
So the refrigerator thing, that's called stratification. And most hardy trees and shrubs and a lot of hardy perennials need that. They need to experience winter. And sometimes they need to experience winter followed by spring followed by winter. So it's like double stratification. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if maybe that had an effect. The fact that it sprouted is like pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was proud of it.
But then... if it was in your house the whole time, it probably just didn't get enough light. Like we have a hard time providing enough light for, you know, full sun plants or like veggie starts in our homes here way up. I mean, Portland's at the 45th parallel, Seattle's, you know, even higher.
Yeah.
So it might have just not gotten the energy it needed light-wise. Okay. The soil medium maybe didn't have any nutrients in it, depending on what it came with or what you use.
Okay,
there's
that's
a lot of things that can go wrong. It's hard to start trees and shrubs from seed in general.
I was so hopeful and just envisioning this massive tree. So, all right. So last question. Yeah. This one is for Jenny Hansen. She's been having issues with her lemon tree. So it's in its own pot and she brought it inside for the winter and she thinks it's dying. Do you have any idea what could be wrong? Is it soil temperature? Is it too much water or is it too little sunlight?
Yeah, there's a host of problems. They can definitely get really finicky when you move them indoors. I've had lemon and lime trees for a really long time, and I have a little outdoor greenhouse that's not heated. And I've definitely found that between the times I've moved them in and the times I've just left them out all winter, they are much happier in an outdoor but covered space. The trick with them is, though, is they're hardy to about to the mid-20s, I would say. They can live outside and, you know, experience brief temperature dips. But when they're stressed out, the first thing they do is drop all their flowers, unfortunately, and it takes a very long time for a flower to develop into a ripe fruit. It can take up to a year up here for that process to happen. And so the same thing happens when you go in, when you take a plant inside. It's, you know, experiencing a drastically different environment. It's got much lower light levels. Even if you have a big, beautiful southern-facing window, it's just the fact that there's glass there reduces the amount of light the plant can take in as, you know, an energy source. So lack of light, lower humidity is often a big factor just because our homes, you know, we're heating them in the winter. They're very dry. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of that stress coupled with, like, am I watering enough? Am I not watering enough? Can cause the plant to drop leaves, drop blossoms. And then the other thing that might be going on is that there are a number of pests that can attack plants, and they seem to happen more inside. So one thing to look for is scale insects, and they just look like these little sort of bumps, can be all over the plant. Sometimes they cluster around new leaves, and sometimes you'll see ants following them because, just like aphids, ants are attracted to the sweet resin they make.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So without looking at the plant, I wouldn't be able to tell you 100%, but those are kind of the things that affect it. So we definitely try to encourage people to acclimate the plant slowly before you bring it inside. So if it's been out in a sunny spot, bring it close to the house where it's shadier, where it's a little bit warmer, and kind of leave it in an intermediate area for a week or two before you fully bring it inside.
Okay.
And then I like to recommend getting some kind of supplemental light. And that can be as simple as just a little plug-in desk lamp that you get a full spectrum bulb. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy a fancy grow light. You can buy anything that says full spectrum or plant light. They have them at most department stores that have a good light bulb selection, or we have them as well, of course. Mm-hmm. And just turning it on in the morning, turning it off at night, that's going to give the plant a lot more energy to draw from. I definitely reduce watering in the winter, but I don't not water it. Mm-hmm. My strategy is to kind of soak it, give it a really, really good water, and then wait for it to dry out a little bit, like stick your finger in the soil a couple inches and see if it feels dry. Mm-hmm. And then not using any fertilizer in the winter months too.
Wow. All good tips. And I will have to let
you
know.
Yeah, they're a little bit tricky. But yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting. It seems like you are such an expert with plants and you're out of the Portland nursery. So if you have any questions, you can always head out there, talk to Karina or any one of your other coworkers out there. So again, thank you, Karina, for speaking today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for talking with us.
Yep. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.